This week's Sedra Chayisora, we read about the repetition of Eliezer, Eved Avrom, Gadol Mashkit Rosh Sharaba. Eliezer was a tape recorder. We're able to repeat every word that Avram said. Every word. But he was not the Mesorah. The Mesorah needs also Chidushim. In that sense, he was not a Mechadish. At the same time, the Torah tells us, when Eliezer tells us the parsha repeats all the ideas of Eliezer before he meets Lavan and after he meets Lavan in the Mishpacha. Yavayom Eloyin. And the same day that he left was the day that he came to love it, the Ness. And the famous Rashi. Rashi says, the name of Chia, the Yofas, the Chosin shall have the Yofas, Mitarosin Shabonim. That the Torah, so interested in Chayisora, this Dole Mashit Rosh Sharaba, he wasn't Machadish at all. The Torah is more interested in what he has to say and repeat what he has to say, Mitaros Shabonim. The Sheretz is Metame, and Dam Sheretz is also Metame. How do you know? Is it Mefurish Pasek? Ha, tell me. Rav Shimon, Rav Lozer, one letter, we darshan the halacha. Yet the Torah goes out of its way and repeats the ma'isa of Eliezer not once but twice. Yafas tzichosh shalav the yafas mitaros shabonim. Rav Chaim Vital, in the Sefer Shari Kedusha, wants to understand and explains that we should learn from here, not only for repetition, the Torah is telling us something. The person should be nizer and work on his midos. As we all know, we know it. Here we know it. I don't know, but here. Here we know it. The person has anger. Is ki'ilu oivin avodah zorah? Is that ki'ilu? Do you say yor v'ayavar? Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu oivin avodah zorah. Hamizgoy. A person has gaiva. A person has gaiva. Is also. Is a koyfer b'ikir. You say it's ki'ilu. It's minus ros. Yet we find the Torah wanted to tell us. The Pasuk Lamites mentions, "Vayomer Adoni, Ulai Lo Selach Oisha Acharoi." Kino Sino Taiva Moses Odom Menoilim. Ulai, our Tikkur Ulai Rashi says, "This is the second time." He said before Rashi Darshan's over here. I love it. Ulai, our Tikkur Ulai Elai. Eliezer also had a daughter. Why can't Avram make the Shidduch Yitzchak with Eliezer's daughter? You're an Or, not a Baruch. He had Negias. And therefore he could have gone ahead and come back to Avram and said, I tried my utmost. I can't find a Shidduch. Then if you can't take number one, you take number two. Number two. So he had Negias. We see from here that Eliezer, even though he had Negias, but Kol Klichas, he worked so hard, in order to find a Shidduch for Yitzchak, which he found certain milas in Rivka, made his Tavis that he was looking for. And there weren't Nisim. Nisim was the fact that immediately comes that day. That's the Neshamayim. And Nes is a bear. That's Nisim in Shemayim. Or Bermidas is not Nisim in Shemayim. That he was looking for much more than that. And Nes is Min Shemayim. It's Min Shemayim. I walk in, and there she is, and I marry her. A Nes Min Shemayim. That could be a Nes. Or what type of personality she has? Midas Toivis? That's not Min Shemayim. That's the person himself has to work on that. She has Midas, that's not Nes Min Shemayim. You have to work on that. It's a difficult sugya. Why is it difficult? It's difficult to understand. The grah. Every word of the grah, very bekitzer, but we hear shurim, not just from the briskus. We hear from a few words of the grah, a whole shir. The same grah that stood up all night, very impressive, even to say the words. Stood up all night, one night, and finished all of Menachos and all of Maseches Zvachim in one night. Gevaldik. Can't even masik it. And do we masik the other night? And what did he do the other night? He stayed up all night and learned one parak and peah. El Vorn Shelahem Shir, HaPeah B'Kumar Royin. You understand that? The Mashgiach Zachar and Vrachah, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe lesson. They tell us all the time. The Groh that made a cheshbon, he did averis. He was in Vata 4 or 5 minutes, a year in Bittul Torah, 4 or 5 minutes. The same Groh that lived in a house, shtub, curtains down, shades down, with a candle, and learned and learned and learned and learned, went ahead and made a statement. And he meant it. If the Mesillas Yeshorim will live in my time, I'd walk 50 mil to hear his shmuzim. Bittul Torah, no? You? Bittul Torah. 50 mil. It means to say that Midas Toivis, that the Torah goes Marech in this week's Sedra, is Yafa Mistichas Yishabonim, from giving a shir on Dom Sheretz. The Torah is more interested in this. As we learn, that there are Cheretz Kodma LaTorah. The Medrash tells us this. And this is Sefer Bereishis. This is Sefer Bereishis. There are Cheretz Kodma LaTorah. You don't have too many Rambams, not too many Chinuchs in Sefer Bereishis. Not so much pilpul and minchas chinuch on Sefer Bereishis. Not too many halachas. The derecher is kodma laTorah. It doesn't mean, as Mishgiach always mentioned, it doesn't mean that derecher is greater than Torah. Derecher is a prerequisite to Torah. What does it mean by that? The moshel. They have a certain plant that you find close to the equator. Plant in some place in the continental and the continent that needs a lot of heat. If you took up that plant and put it in North America, that plant would wither away. Couldn't exist. The Acharyas Kadma LaTorah tells us in order to grow in Torah, to have a geshmak, the word geshmak in sugyas. Geshmak in Akira Sarach Hanacha, Momon Zeh, Misal Zeh, Kam Rabbanei. This geshmak is something else. It's not so geshmak. Der Cheretz, Midas, Limna Musar. That's the Yesoidus. That is the Yesoidus. Der Cheretz. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, Kol Sheina, Lo be mikra, lo be mishnah, lo be derech eretz, ena mina yishuv. Ena mina yishuv. He's not part of society. It's like a plant that belongs in the heat, in the equator, and you put him over here, somewhere else. Certain midas the person should have. Imagine a president, nobody gets excited about this. The president of the United States comes to China and walks off the plane chewing gum. What? Wait, didn't say a bracha? Chewing gum? Chewing gum? A president chews gum? Big deal? That's the only chasson you can find in him? Yet we find, what does it mean, ain a mina yishuv? Achleis Rashi and Tosis, but they come to all the same. And that is the oichol bishuk, dumi lekelev. Oichol bishuk. He's posoliatus. It's not just a melitza b'yam. He's posoliatus. That means he represents something. He represents something. And therefore, it affects everything about him. His nemanis. His mezalzel in himself. His zilzel. And this is a yisud. The Acheres Kodim El HaTorah. To realize this, this concept of Derech Eretz of Midas Tavis. In our way, we find the Chavis HaVovis mentions that when it comes to mitzvahs, comes to Lavin, there's no difference. Everyone's Mukhiyev and Tefillin and Sitzis. In tefillah, in tzedakah, v'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. However, when it comes to how to perform in terms of one's obligation, the Chavis HaVovis mentions in the Cheshbon HaNefesh that avoim cheshbon shel bnei adam shave im lo, it's not shav. That he should know, each one has his own vidat yom. Lo es b'neichem asher lo yadu asher lo yuro es musa asher Hashem akechem. Kenechem ros es komase Hashem agodol. They saw more. They were more expected from them. We expect more from them. When it comes to midas, when it comes to performing, to show what you are, this depends on the person. As is mentioned in the Rambam, Rambam says that when it comes to midas, deis, everyone according to his abilities, according to what he's able to do. Rambam says, "Kishem shachacham nikker b'chachmaso b'deyosav u'muvdom bohem misharom kach sorach shi'ah nikker b'maisav b'macholo mashkeu." B'diburo, b'yilucho, ma'busho. It represents something. He's a Salam Elokim, v'yibat b'atum nishvas chayim. It represents something. B'nei Torah represents something. I went over the Talmud in our yeshiva. I didn't know him that well. I said, Shabbos, you look very nice. Black hat, black and white, tie, button shirt. Nothing sticking out. He looked very nice. I'm very impressed. He says, you're the second person who said that to me. So I said, who is the first person? He said, I became a chassan. My kala said that. B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah. To be able, a Shabbos, or even during the week, to learn Torah. You're ben Torah. Therefore, you have to, you sure has to be hanging down. Have to wear shorts, not tie your shoelaces. if you have any. Certain levush. What bothers us, this doesn't bother us. This doesn't bother us. It doesn't bother the person, it doesn't bother us. It doesn't bother us. What's wrong with that? Well, Resh, I feel more comfortable that way. I learn better that way. Why do you have to tell me how I dress? Wait, is there a dress code in yeshiva? Do we have a dress code? Is this the army? Sure it's the army. Shivas Hashem. Sure we're in the army. We represent. We're B'nai Torah. I'm proud to be B'nai Torah. Last week I spoke to a bacher. I said, why did you come to YU? So he mentioned to me a certain Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, told him to come here. I said, that Rosh Hashiva, he never stepped foot in here. I don't think he ever learned here. He never learned here. Why did he tell you? What's the answer? Because he sees the Talmidim that come from our yeshiva to his yeshiva. That's why he told him to come here. We have gems! Gems! The world says it's gems, and this basement is gems. They learn afanemis. Not for shiduchim. Afanemis. Gems. So if we're gems, we should dress as gems. There's certain self-respect. It should bother us. See, Bachram, the dress is not the way it should be. He said, the myself is similar to Bonim. Myself is similar to Bonim. This is Sefer Bereishis. Myself is similar to Bonim does not mean that whatever happened to others will happen to us. That's one possible shot. I went to Mitzrayim. Problems with the Mizoilim happened to Klai Yisrael later on. We should learn from them. Also, not only it happened to us, but we should learn from those. We're speaking now Midas. What about halachas? What halacha can you learn from Musar? Now, halacha is that Chayev Odom Lomar Mosa Yagi Maisa Maisa Vosai. This is what we learn from Sefer Bereishis. Chayev Odom Lomar is a Chiv Mosa Yagi Maisa Maisa Vosai. When can I come to Maisa Vosai? When can I come to Avram Yitzhak Yaakov? Now, is that possible? How can we say the Chayev Odom? Chayev Odom? If we come to the Ovis, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Im Rishonim Kamalachim, Odom Kamiyodim. Im Rishonim Kamiyodim, Odom, Onu Kachamorim. We're like a Chamor. If we think the other generation is Odom, then we're Chamorim. What does that mean? There's a suffix with the other generation was? Im. If the previous Doris are Rishonim, if they were Malachim, we're Adim. And if they were Adim, we're Chamorim. Is a suffix what they were? They're Malachim. They're Malachim. Malachim, Malachim. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? It goes on us. If we think they're Malachim, then we're Adim. But if we have a suffix in our minds, and we think that they're Adim, then we're Chamorim. There's no shiloh what they were. It's what we think. So how can one say, Chayim Odom Lomar, Mosei Yagi Maisa Maisa Avosai? And this is Sefer Bereishis. And the answer is, Mosei Yagi Maisa Maisa Avosai. Yagia does not mean I hold. No kinyonim holding it. Just a touch. Just a touch. Let me just touch. Like a person. Rug. I just want to touch it. Stupid glass. I just want a little touch. My meisim. It should be a shifa, a drive. I give a terrible mushel. And that is the major leaguers, major baseball, football. They have a certain uniform. And they certain positions, certain way they hold a bat and hold their body. What about little leaguers? Little 6-year-old kids. Little 6-year-olds. They play baseball. 6-year-olds, how good can they be? You ever see them get up the bat? They try to imitate those big sluggers with the uniforms that they have on. Everything is an imitation. What does that show? They have a desire. If I went over to one and said, you know something? One day you're going to play in the major leaguers. You're gonna be in the World Series. The biggest bracha, I'm a coin. The biggest brachas I can give. The biggest bracha, wow. What a bracha. You see already the shifa. That's pshat. Chayim oyim lomar. Mosa yagim maisa vosai. To feel this. I want to be. I'm not there. Through my clothes. Through the way I talk. A Ben Torah is not unique to a certain yeshiva. We're B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah is a word. There's nothing wrong with that word. And that's yeshivish. Yeshivish does not mean only. It has to be only black and white. I don't think so. I don't think Kisei Arosh means dafka black. If it's not black, you'll have difficulty getting to heaven. I don't think so. But yeshivish and shifa to be a dentora. Chayvorim Lomar, that's the interesting state for Bereshis. A shifa in medicine to Eretz. You have to work on that. It's not easy. Not to have envy. Not to feel envious. That's a job. It's midas. More than going through shas. But at least try to work on our midas. Try to work on how we present ourselves. Our shkafis achayim. Our shkafis. Try, work on that. And I want to close by saying that every week, if we call upon ourselves a certain midah, or a certain way that we want to work on certain brachas, on certain midas. The Olin Shabeach, we say it too fast. The Az Yoshe Moshe, work on it. The Brichas Hamazon, to work on midas, to work on our davening, to work on ourselves, how we greet people. The Rishalmi Bekosha, Rishalmi holds that Dabri, you're not allowed to speak on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk. Shabbos, not allowed to talk. I know you in my community didn't talk on Shabbos at all. Or good Shabbos? Bekoshi. That you can say. Say good Shabbos. Many of us don't. Why should I say good Shabbos? Is that my shir? He's not my league. Why should I learn with this person? He's younger than me. He knows very little. Bittel Torah. He has to translate every word for him. Have to read the word with him. Who wants to waste time with that? So you have to learn a halacha. If I tell you I'll be derech eretz midas, I won't sell it. Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins that you have to give 10% tzedakah and 10% of your time to learn with younger boys. Psak halacha now. Oh, psak halacha! But it's also psak halacha. Where's the psak halacha? That's also halacha. That's a halacha of shifa. Shifa of godless. That's a halacha. It's not Musa, it's a halacha. And a person should have the shifa as the Torah wants from us. Just to make this try. No, they're malachim. But the shifa. And hopefully all the sefer brachos will machazik us. It's not Bible stories. These is to affect us, to want to have a greater shifa in our midas, in our dress, in our shkafis. We're yeshivish, that's the name of this makam. Yeshiva, YU is not Yale University. Yeshiva, it's not a benefactor. We should be part of it, and hopefully with the schus of our learning, and to make a dogish chazak, and shifa to improve our midas, will go the mile and mile in the voice of Hashem. Thank you very much.